on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there are further calls for a full investigation to take place into claims an ambulance took over an hour to attend a house just 5 minutes from Letterkenny University Hospital. The issue of the future of long-stay accommodation units and the removal of other services from three Donegal community hospitals will be raised in the Dáil this evening. Education Minister Richard Bruton will meet with the Donegal Education and Training Board on Thursday, and further details are emerging of an incident in Strabane over the weekend in which a man was assaulted and falsely imprisoned in his home. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First in news, the issue of the future of long-stay accommodation units and the removal of other services from three Donegal community hospitals will be raised in the Dáil this evening. A cross-party topical motion has been brought forward by Deputies Pat the Cope Gallagher and Deputy Pearse Doherty. This comes ahead of Minister Jim Daly's visit to the county this evening to attend a public meeting in an attempt to clarify details on the future of the county's three community hospitals. Chairperson of Friends of Lifford Hospital, John Quinn, was speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show.
He'll get a first-hand opportunity of being told what we want in our communities. It's moving things into Letterkenny, fine. But, I mean, if you're living in the Fun Valley area, the Deal Basin and the Lagan Valley and further up at Glenfinn, further up there, you want to be staying in your own community, not to be horsed off to Letterkenny. Now, Letterkenny do deserve their own hospital, fair enough to do. But can you imagine if you were in the Fun Valley area, being taken away to another area outside your own community? The humanity of it has seems to have died. They don't seem to realise that people are human beings and we need to live our last few years in our own communities. We're a community up here and we look out for each other, and we want to be living and pass away in our own communities, in our own area. You know, it's a simple human right.
There are further calls for a full investigation to take place into claims where an ambulance took over an hour to attend a house just 5 minutes from Letterkenny University Hospital. The patient had died by the time the ambulance had arrived, with the family very unhappy with responses they've received from the National Ambulance Service. Meanwhile, Councillor Gerry Crawford says he understands that as recently as last night, calls in Donegal were answered by ambulances from outside the county, and he will be raising the issue at a regional forum meeting next week.
We're talking about the response times of ambulances, and you know, I think it's important to underscore whether or not this is occasionally or something that happens as routine, and because it goes unnoticed, perhaps that it's not publicly known that it happens. But it has been alleged to me this morning that only last night, for another case in Letterkenny and for another call in Fawn area, and then it's shown that one of the ambulances that was responding was coming from Manor Hamilton and the other ambulance was coming from Cavan. That seems to be the routine for dealing with ambulance calls. Now, obviously, the two ambulances in Letterkenny were tasked elsewhere. It's my understanding one was in Galway and the other in Dublin. But when they left, there should have been arrangements made to cover that area. It doesn't matter how many staff they have. If the procedures that they're following on a national ambulance scale, which it what seems to be. And if they're following it on a national ambulance service protocol, then it just doesn't work locally and it's not working locally.
Further details are emerging of an incident in Strabane over the weekend in which a man was assaulted and falsely imprisoned in his own home. Sometime between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. on Saturday night last, a number of persons entered the man's home in the Spring Hill Park area. Police have described what happened as a very serious incident and are investigating burglary, assault occasioning actual bodily harm, false imprisonment and criminal damage. One person has been arrested and charged. Local councillor Patsy Kelly made this appeal.
The gentleman was attacked and beat up in his own home. I have to condemn that outright. It's so terrifying for that individual to experience that. I just appeal to anybody that has information out there from the general public to report it to the PSNA. We have to offer some of these to the gentleman involved for a horrific experience. was an aggravated assault. And that there's one gentleman that's been arrested, and I think they're maybe looking for another gentleman now as well. So I'm hoping they're coping to find.
The UK's Northern Secretary will outline today how her government proposes to deal with the collapse of the power-sharing talks. Karen Bradley is expected to update the House of Commons today. Meanwhile, the DUP could ask Theresa May to restore direct rule, despite the Taoiseach telling the British Prime Minister that it's not an option. Nicole Gernon reports.
There's been no progress on restarting power-sharing talks in the North since they collapsed almost a week ago. The two main parties are still contradicting each other over whether a draft agreement was reached, while the Irish language remains a stumbling block. The DUP could ask Theresa May to restore direct rule today, with the party's MP Gregory Campbell saying although there are no benefits to it, they've been left with no other option.
Whatever ministers there may be from GB who may be put in, however sympathetic they may be to Northern Ireland, they don't have an accountability. A direct accountability to the people in Northern Ireland.
But Sinn Féin MLA Conor Murphy says the DUP didn't take the option that was there.
The DUP, it was who briefed journalists in the middle part of that week that a deal was imminent, and then that unravelled over the weekend, and that is the fact of the matter.
Britain's Northern Secretary Karen Bradley will update the House of Commons this afternoon on how her government proposes to deal with the situation.
Education Minister Richard Bruton will meet with the Donegal Education and Training Board on Thursday. The Minister has confirmed to Chief Executive Al McHugh that he will meet with her and board members to discuss a number of issues, including the Buncrana 3 school campus. The meeting will take place on Thursday evening in the Letterkenny ETB office. Buncrana Councillor Rena Donaghy has been calling for a meeting for some time. She says it's important that the Minister is briefed on the situation.
That will afford us an opportunity to explain the dire need that exists in Buncrana for the three campus schools, for Crana College, Colaster Kinloan and the Gael School. Just to see exactly where it is at.
The problem appears to be that a site hasn't been finalised. There was a site we thought finalised, and then suddenly the whole process had to go back to the start again for some reason, which many people don't fully understand. Do you think Minister Richard Bruton can do something or say something now that's going to speed up this process to the extent that's needed?
Yes, I do. He is the minister, the person in charge. He has the power to move this forward, and that needs to be done. They are looking at one site now for a long time, and that needs to progress one way or the other. If that site is not suitable, let us know why is it not suitable. Sometimes the locals know more than what the minister may know.
And in a sense, that is the next question. Is there something that can be done at community level, at council level? Are there things that maybe a department official in Dublin can't accomplish that Rena Donaghy or somebody else in Buncrana can?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we need to sit down and talk, because there may be issues. And if we were told what the issues are, we may be able to help out either the ETB or the council or the councillors in this area. What can we do and what can the minister do to move this forward? Because this is very, very urgent for any show.
There are fears that plans for a new Cleary Centre in Donegal Town could be delayed significantly because a funding application was not submitted by the HSE on time. According to today's Donegal People's Press, the parents and friends of the Cleary Centre say they feel let down by the revelation. However, the HSE has moved to say that the application is complete and will be considered in March. Despite this, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says that if the deadline has been missed, it could result in huge delays.
It's a real doubt over the credibility of the local management as well, because when we deal with them, we have to take, we're supposed to take what they say as being their word. And we now know that we, and from this is true, that we have to take it with everything they say with a pinch of salt. And that's going to lead to real difficulties in the future in terms of dealing with not only the Cleary Centre, but other plans that they have as well.
What kind of implications are we talking about here if the deadline is missed? What are we talking in delay-wise?
Well, at least a number of years, because this is the avenue where it will require a major capital fund for the Cleary Centre to move back to the site that the parents and friends actually own of the Cleary Centre, which they were willing to hand over to the HSE to build a purpose-built centre on for them. The HSE apparently had agreed to that and were submitting a plan to the national HSE to be submitted as part of the national development plan, and we found out neither that they haven't done that as yet. So that's really worrying.
Police in Derry are investigating after a van stolen in Inishowen was involved in a collision at a roundabout on Heather Road in the city. Police were then attacked when they went to investigate. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Police in Derry say they received a report that a white transit van had been stolen from an address in Carandonna at 5 o'clock last evening. At approximately 7:30, police received a report that a vehicle matching that description was observed driving erratically on Heather Road in the Gallia area. Approximately 10 minutes later, it was reported that the vehicle had collided with a roundabout. Police went to the scene, during which time they were targeted by a group of people who'd gathered in the area throwing stones. Chief Inspector Paul McCracken is urging any witnesses to the incident to contact police. He's also urging people to contact police the second they see or hear vehicles being driven in a dangerous manner.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's 13 minutes past five, time now for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with rugby, and Dan Biggar will make his first appearance of this season's Six Nations when Wales face Ireland at the Aviva on Saturday. The introduction of the Lions out half is one of three changes made by Warren Gatland from the side that lost to England last time out. Lee Halfpenny returns at fullback, having recovered from a foot infection, while Saracens' Liam Williams is named on the wing. The Welsh pack remains unchanged, and that means there's no room for fit again back row Tulupi Faletau. The Irish squad, they were back training at Carton House this morning. Tag Furlong, Ian Henderson and James Ryan are all hoping to prove their fitness before Joe Schmidt unveils his starting selection on Thursday. It was feared that Furlong tore a hamstring during the win over Italy. On the Welsh changes, Rob Kearney feels they'll now be a tougher prospect.
Yeah, I think it'll improve them significantly. You know, obviously having Liam Williams and Lee Halfpenny back there is a clear sign that they probably know what to expect. You know, so they will be improved significantly in terms of how they dealt with the aerial game against England.
Moving on to soccer, and Manchester City are considering legal action over events which followed last night's FA Cup defeat to League One side Wigan. Sergio Aguero has been involved in an on-the-pitch altercation with a fan following City's 1-0 defeat. The striker claims he was verbally abused and spat at by a Wigan supporter. Earlier, Wigan said they'll conduct a full investigation of the pitch invasion that followed the game. The League One side chief executive, Jonathan Jackson, says they were disappointed with the minority of fans who acted in an inappropriate manner. He says player and staff safety is of paramount importance. On the pitch tonight, Chelsea boss Antonio Conte, he admits he's not been sleeping well getting ready for tonight's Champions League last 16 clash with Barcelona. He's been trying to figure out a way to stop Lionel Messi and his teammates, who have only lost once since August. Conte says there's not been much time to rest.
It was a bit difficult to sleep well, but not a lot. When you have to play this type of game, you have to prepare. You have to prepare everything. You have to prepare big things, but you have to prepare the details, because the details a lot of time move the result.
Elsewhere tonight, Besiktas, they are the side tasked with ending Bayern Munich's long winning streak. The German champions have won their last 14 games ahead of this evening's visit of the Turkish champions to Allianz Arena. Both games kick off tonight at 7:45. Elsewhere, Aston Villa continue their quest to return to the Premier League tonight. The Birmingham club will go to second in the championship if they beat Fulham at Villa Park. Sheffield United are one of the sides looking to close the gap on the playoff places tonight. They host QPR. Middlesbrough are another. They take on Hull. And Jose Marais, he takes charge of Barnsley for the first time as they entertain fellow strugglers Burton. Two more sides in relegation bother meet at the Macron, with Bolton up against Sunderland. Elsewhere tonight, Birmingham travel to Brentford. Millwall face Sheffield Wednesday, and Nottingham Forest, they entertain Reading. In some other news, West Ham have been charged with an anti-doping violation. It's alleged their whereabouts information was wrong three times within 12 months. Clubs have to provide up-to-date details of training sessions and players' locations so they're available for testing at all times. Manchester City were fined £35,000 for a similar offence last season. In the Airtricity League, Shamrock Rovers have signed fullback Sean Kavanagh. He goes straight into the Hoops squad for Friday's meeting with Dundalk. He's a product of the Fulham youth system. Kavanagh had previously had loan spells with Hartlepool and Mansfield. In schools soccer, the FAI Schools Junior B Girls National Cup semi-final played today. It was disappointment for the Colostia Allie. They were defeated by Ard Skull Kieran Nefa from Clara by 2-0. And Jim Crawford's Republic of Ireland home-based under-18 squad for the John Coughlan Memorial Cup against Wales gets underway tonight. Northwest players involved include Denham McLaughlin, Pat Lowry, Keegan Higgerty, Justin McGee, Cad Cook and Ethan Call. Crawford's side take on the Welsh counterparts on two occasions in Waterford, with the winner on aggregate picking up the trophy. The first game is in Tramore tonight, followed by a second tie on Thursday at Waterford's RSC. In Gaelic games, a Corn Columbkill Colleges game played today. St Junan's College had a comfortable victory. They defeated Our Ladies of Castleblaney. It was St Junan's College 7-5, Castleblaney 2-5. Christopher Diver with 2, Johnny Lamb 2, Michael Doherty with 1 and a point. Reid Kelly scored 4, Sean Gallagher and Max Rorty scored the other 2. In basketball, the LYIT club are making a push for the playoffs, starting with a home game at the college this coming Saturday. They take on gamefootage.net Titans, and then next week they play another home game against the Dublin Lions. This week's game tips off at 4:00, and Niall McDermott's side are looking to repeat their performance earlier in the season when they defeated the Galway side by 100 points to 96 after overtime. Head coach McDermott's looking for people to come out on Saturday as he hopes the home support will give them the edge, and he says the games will be exciting.
They're going to be exciting. We played Titans before Christmas and we beat them in overtime. It was a very close, exciting game in Galway. We're expecting the same up here, another close, exciting game. And then Dublin Lions, they caught us cold in Dublin that time. But again, we're expecting two close games and hopefully the home crowd advantage will give us a slight edge.
At the Winter Olympics, Irish freestyle skier Brendan Newby missed out on a place in the half-pipe final in Pyeongchang this morning. The man known as Bubba had a great first run but fell during the second to finish in 22nd place. And the Russian Olympic Committee have begun a criminal investigation to figure out how curler Alexander Krushnetsky tested positive for a banned substance, meldonium. He won the mixed doubles bronze playing under a neutral flag at the Winter Olympics in South Korea, and his B sample has also come back positive. The Olympic athletes from Russia team says there's no evidence of systematic usage of the drug. It's the same substance tennis player Maria Sharapova was banned for taking. And finally for this evening in snooker, Mark Allen's out of the World Grand Prix. Despite taking a 3-0 lead, he was beaten 4-3 by China's Zhao Guodong in the first round in Preston. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:00 and 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, this evening will be mostly dry with some bright spells as well as a few showers. Winds will be mostly light at northwest to north, with overnight temperatures dropping to -4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the issue of the future of long-stay accommodation units and the removal of other services from 3 Donegal community hospitals will be raised in the Dáil this evening. A cross-party topical motion has been brought forward by Deputies Patricope Gallagher and Deputy Pearce Doherty. Education Minister Richard Bruton will meet with the Donegal Education and Training Board on Thursday. The Minister has confirmed to Chief Executive Han McHugh that he will meet with her and board members to discuss a number of issues, including the Buncrana 3 school campus. Further details are emerging of an incident in Strabane over the weekend in which a man was assaulted and falsely imprisoned in his own home. Sometime between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. on Saturday night last, a number of persons entered the man's home in the Spring Hill Park area. And there are fears that plans for a new Cleary Centre in Donegal Town could be delayed significantly because the funding application was not submitted by the HSE on time. According to today's Donegal's People's Press, the parents and friends of the Cleary Centre say they feel let down by the revelation. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6:00. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 20th of February. The sudden death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Mary Kelly, Glencar Road, Letterkenny, and formerly of Keeney, Glasgow. Her remains will repose at her home in Glencar Road tonight. Funeral from there on Thursday to St. Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Director, Stony Arch, New Line Road, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 12 noon, and also on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Brian Britton, Marine Court, Blackrock, County Louth, and formerly of Rosnalla, Donegal. His remains will repose at McGough's Funeral Home, Jocelyn Street, Dundalk, from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with removal at 6 o'clock to St. Oliver Plunkett Church, Blackrock, arriving for evening prayers at 6:30. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in St. Fursey's Cemetery, Haggardstown. House private, please, at all times. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Leukemia Trust. The death has taken place at the Foyle Hospice of Philip Crossan, 91 Salawilly Road, Cloddy. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock to St. Joseph's Church, Craigban, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Teresa Coyle, Nahone, Mullandrate, Stranorer, and formerly of Kiltifergal, Clohan. Her remains are reposing at her home in Mullandrate. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:15 for funeral mass in Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Kilwarda Cemetery, Glenfinn. Rosary nightly at 10 o'clock. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Hugh Anthony McCloskey, formerly of Ardmore Road, Glenkeen, Ardmore. His remains are en route to St. Mary's Church, Ardmore, to repose, with Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The sudden death has occurred of Anthony Chambers, Railway Avenue, Killigordon. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St. Patrick's Church Crossroads for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the old cemetery, Stranorer. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Andy Hegarty, Ardahi, Inver, Donegal. His remains will repose at his late residence until 11 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. Removal on Thursday morning to St. Noel's Church, Ardahi, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. House private, please, at all other times and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Rose McFadden, Kilocaran, Creasla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasla, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Harkin Funeral Directors, Creasla. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Maureen Kelly, 43 Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow evening at 6:20 to St. Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Hillcrest Nursing Home or Donegal Hospice, care of Bradley Funeral Director or any family member. The death has taken place at Odyssey Donal Nursing Home, Milford, of Nancy Kilpatrick, Tully Mountain, Remelton. Her remains are reposing at Remelton Presbyterian Church. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock with burial afterwards in Bank Cemetery, Remelton. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Odyssey Donal Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place at her residence of Frances Boyd, Garrowart, Ardra. Her remains will repose at her residence until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 to Ardra Methodist Church for 2 o'clock funeral service, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice and the Methodist Church, Ardra, care of any family member. The death has taken place at McGovern Hospital of Drew Smith, 1 Westway Sion Mills. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for service of thanksgiving in the Church of the Good Shepherd, Sion Mills, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Erne Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has taken place at Melmount Manor, Strabane, of Paddy Doherty, 19 Lismore Park, Sion Mills. His remains are reposing at Melmount Manor. Funeral from there this evening at 5:30 to St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residents Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane.